Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back.
She was a feedback, baby.
17th of the hour. Thank you so much. Thanks for being a part of my day. Still just the two of us. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Folks, if you go to my website, you can subscribe to my newsletter. That'll come to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. Great interviews from the past week are there. The schedule for the coming week's show are there. Two columns, a book review that you can take a look at, and a lot of good stuff there, and it's all there on gets you ready for the weekend, Sunday afternoon. Another thing, and I don't mean for it to be a shameless self-promotion, but if you have my new book, The Third Ingredient, and you read especially section two, the second half of the book, you'll see a whole lot of similarities in that book to what's going on right now. That's all I'm going to say. So I want to talk about the SBA program, the CARES Act, and the Fed's, the Treasury Department's response to all this. As you know, the CARES Act that was passed in the end of March and created what they call the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program. When that originally came out, it was designed to put cash into the hands of business owners when their revenue came to a screeching halt. I mean, literally, a light switch was flipped, and the lights went out in businesses. People literally, who had never done this before, locked up their businesses, and some people didn't even go back to their businesses for weeks or a couple of months, and they didn't even go in their businesses. That's never happened before. That's unprecedented. And so the government felt that they needed to get some cash into the hands of business owners. And I thought they did the right thing, because they didn't just give it to the employees. They didn't just give it to the employers. They gave it to the employers and connected it to making payroll, which I thought was a good idea. That was something that I was encouraging them to do. However, the CARES Act and the PPP program, which as you know, but we've talked about on the show many times before, I've written about this a couple of times, turned out to be a loan to the employer, a 2-year loan with no payments due for a while, and if certain conditions are met, could be forgiven. As it could become a grant, you don't have to pay it back. That was in the original CARES Act, the PPP program. But in the execution of it, the Treasury Department, meaning the Treasury Department and the IRS, put restrictions on that. They added restrictions that were not in the CARES Act, which was the fact that you needed to do 25%, 75% of the money you got had to go towards payroll, different kinds of payroll expenses, that are four or five things that are part of payroll, and 25% could be forgiven to be used for other things. And all that had to be done in 8 weeks, which I thought was a pretty tight window because of a lot of different reasons, and I won't go into all the other reasons. But the point I want to make is that wasn't part of the legislation. It was added on later. So now they've recently passed another adjustment to that. And I don't know exactly where it's going to land, what the president's going to sign. I don't think he's signed anything yet. But it's going to extend that. It's going to change the 75-25 ratio. And it's probably going to extend the amount of time you have to pay the money to payroll over many more weeks. There was one proposal, 24 weeks, another one a little bit shorter. But any kind of an extension will help a lot of businesses to comply. So it can turn into a grant. The government never had any problem with it being a grant. But I do think it was wise to make that, to make there some requirement, because you want to make sure the money goes to payroll. So that was a good thing. So very soon, you're going to be given some paperwork from your bank that will require you to demonstrate how you use the money, what you needed it for, things like that. And that will be the document, that process, which could take a couple of 3 months. That process will be what determines if any or some of your loan, of the proceeds that you got, if any or some of that is forgivable, could be a grant. I'm not sure how they will do it. I don't think it'll be yes or no binary. I think it'll be, there may be some element where, okay, you got $50,000 and we're going to forgive $30,000 of it. So you owe $20 back. So, and then they're going to say, okay, and you've got all this time to get to pay it back. They'll give you plenty of time. It'll be at a ridiculous interest rate, like 1%. So look for that. This is the continued effort, and I give them credit, by the federal government to help out in the face of this thing that we're dealing with, and to make it where it doesn't, a good deed doesn't go punished. Make sure that happens. So we're going to take a quick break. Come back. I've got I want to talk about Wall Street and Main Street after the break. 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.